Hello.
Yes, hello, ma'am. My name is Rosa, calling from Mercury Roadside Assistance Department. I
Hi
was
there. Yes.
I'm calling just to give you a quote. I kind of tried again. I left you a voicemail and providing the quote. Did you receive it?
No, and I was on the side of the freeway, and you guys weren't sending a tow truck, and the CHP made me tow my car. So they called
Oh.
a tow truck. So I would still like you guys to cover that towing, but it
Okay.
wasn't getting figured out through your service fast enough, and the CHP made me tow my car because it was obstructing the freeway.
I understand. Okay, so the reason of my call was to advise to let you know that there was going to be an out-of-pocket fee of $718.38 for the 74-mile overage fee. But since the officers assisted you and you have been towed away, you could get that copy of that bill that you get and
Okay.
submit it for reimbursement consideration to the Mercury customer through the Mercury customer service department. Do you have the
Okay.
Mercury
And
number?
what information would I need to file for reimbursement under the Mercury customer service?
Well, I think all they're going to ask you is going to be for your bill. And you have to call the 1-800 number and
Okay.
request a reimbursement. I think they call it like a claim, a reimbursement claim.
Okay.
Do you want me to give you the number for them?
Yes, give me one moment.
Yes, ma'am. No problem.
Okay, what's the number?
Okay, so the number is 1-800-503-3724.
Okay. I got it.
All right, and then they'll give you the instructions, and they'll probably you'll just have to email a copy of the bill, and they'll
Okay.
reimburse you for the amount of the 15 miles coverage that you do have. I strongly suggest
Okay.
you upgrade your service since you were in need of a tow service that was greater than 15 miles
Yeah.
so that you don't end up with a out-of-pocket fee. But they'll reimburse you
Yeah.
for your coverage for your 15 miles.
Okay.
And
Okay, thank you.
hopefully, I think you probably saved a little bit of money because this one is going to be for 700 and 700 and $18.38 in that area. So
Yeah,
it was going to be a little
okay.
bit high on the high side, which it was, it's all
Definitely.
good. It ended up all good. I'm glad you are safe now.
Yeah, we're safe. We're off the freeway.
Good, good. Okay. So, you don't need any assistance any longer?
No, because there I to get any reimbursement, I have to go through a different number in a different department, right?
Oh no, you definitely could get an since they moved you, I could up just update the address and we can still complete a second I can just update the address and
Okay.
try to secure the service.
Could I give you the address of where they towed it to?
Okay. And you're going to be taking it to the same location? To Santa
No,
Rosa?
it's a different location.
Okay, so let me go back and we'll need to get another quote, but you'll be able, is it going to be under within the 15 miles coverage for
It
you?
should be.
Okay. Yes,
I
one
can give
second.
you the new address.
Yes, ma'am, no problem. We can definitely do that. One second. I'm going to update that info and we'll put you, okay, what is the pickup location? Give me that address.
Okay, from where they picked it up.
Where the vehicle is located at this time. What is the vehicle location?
They towed it to 2520
Okay.
Old OLD Middlefield MIDDLEFIELD
Okay.
Way WAY Mountain View, California.
Okay.
94043.
Okay, just a second.
Okay.
Oh, is that an impound place?
It's a towing and transport place.
Okay. Do they not? Does it not need to be released? I can set it up though, still. Okay. You need to release the vehicle first, okay?
I need to release it?
I believe so. Yes, you need to release the vehicle before, because they have it in, it's an impound, right?
I don't think it's an impound. It's just a towing yard, because my car broke down, so they just towed it to their towing yard.
Okay, did they tell you how much you're going to pay for, because they did that?
It was going to be like $380.
Okay, you would just have to pay that fee, that amount, and then so we can get it towed. But I got the address now, and then where would you like the vehicle taken to?
Oh, no, I was trying to figure out if I could get it reimbursed through you, is what I was asking.
Oh, no, that is going to be tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow through the customer service line. Well, I thought you needed another tow. I was trying to set up another tow service.
I was trying to figure out if there was a way through you that I could just out the 15 miles, because it was within 15 miles of where I towed it to.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, well, it's probably going to be
miles.
If it's 15 miles, then it's going to be probably fully covered, and you probably get the full amount.
But I still have to do that through customer
service? Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay.
Through customer service. If it was within your mile coverage and you paid for it, so then they for sure, it is, we call it, you have to submit it for reimbursement consideration, meaning your insurance company has the last word on this.
Okay.
They still complete it.
There's no way that I could give you guys, my insurance company, the towing information and you could reach out to them?
Oh, no, because you need to be, in order to get reimbursed, you first need to pay for it, you know? You're going to get a reimbursement, so you have to pay for it and get the vehicle out of there, get the bill, and then that's the reimbursement that you're going to request. You understand?
Okay. Yeah, I understand. It's a little confusing because...
Yeah.
That 15 miles is under my coverage.
Right.
It seems like you could just reach out to the towing company, since you were going to call a tow truck anyways to come.
I understand the confusion, but I can still set up a tow service for you to go pick up the vehicle from the location where it's at to whatever other address that you need to go. However, when you requested the service originally, you provided an address which was different than 2520
right.
Old Midfield, and it was a total of 89 miles. Which, what was the address before?
I don't know it off the top of my head. It's my usual mechanic, but yeah,
right.
I know.
Yeah, so that was the whole issue. So since you ended up paying for it. And what I'm trying to say here is that you paid for the tow. And as long as the tow is within the 15 miles coverage, you can still get your reimbursement. It will cover for 15 miles of service.
Okay.
And if you're within the 15 miles, I'm pretty sure they're going to be able to reimburse you the full amount. I mean, that would make sense. That would make sense to me. Now,
right.
It is up to the insurance company and their discretion of doing so or not. This is the roadside assistance department dispatch for
right.
Mercury, and not in the billing or customer service department, but they handled it over there differently. So I wouldn't know what kind of waste or what they consider, but it's 15 miles coverage. And if the service was within 15 miles, I mean, and you pay 300 or 200, I'm sure. I mean, you qualify.
It should be covered.
Right, right.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. I'll go ahead and put a cancel on this ticket and make a notation that you were assisted by the officers and due to the location where you were. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So. Bye-bye.
Bye.